Hello, hello, and welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast, your go-to destination for unlocking your full potential and embracing the extraordinary possibilities within you. This is a journey of self-discovery and empowerment as you explore the transformative power of stepping into greatness. Come into alignment with your God-given power and gifts. Unleash your soul and learn to co-create a life you love. As you become the writer of your own destiny, in this podcast, you're going to find the inspiration, practical tips, and sometimes abrasive nudge to take the leap of faith towards your dreams. You are in the right place. Buckle up so we can unleash your inner badass. Hello, hello, darlings. So it's Monday, and it's been a hot minute since I did a microdose Monday, so we're going to go for it today. I want to talk about psilocybin. Psilocybin is the active compound in certain mushrooms. It's been shown to help with mindset shifts and overcoming mental blocks. So a lot of us get into this DMN, the default mode network, where we are just on autopilot and we're kind of just in a hamster wheel, tornado energy, and we don't take steps moving forward. So this helps with the issue of ruminating. And a lot of us do that. We do it and we're not even conscious about it. But something I do, I microdose psilocybin in a tiny minuscule amount, and it induces changes in consciousness, like a tiny amount. It's not even an awareness, that allow for a shift of perspective. It gives you time to be in your feelings and emotions and thoughts without becoming the emotion, right? It's kind of like a dissolution of your ego. And then you suddenly have this different feeling of connection to the world. And this absolutely reduces those mental blocks that we have put up. Those are the things that are, you know, contributing to the overthinking, to the ruminating. And that shift creates a space that you need to step back from those self-critical thoughts, and you can start considering alternative solutions. And this makes it so much easier to take action. And I'm talking about this today because I think mindset is so important. Obviously, Brandon Lynette, your favorite podcast host and mindset coach. So we're going to bring in mindset here because I think a lot of people have this issue of, it's like, we know what we need to do. We know what we should do, but we're not taking action. And when we talk about it, all we're doing is we're beating ourselves up. Like, we haven't made that connection to take the massive action. And what I love about psilocybin is that it reduces that activity in the DMN network. Okay. That's the brain regions that are associated with, like, your self-referential thinking. And that's exactly what we link to the rumination, which leads to anxiety. Okay. It tends to dampen the activity of that. And so then we're not just falling into this incessant self-talk or obsessive thought patterns. And we allow for that greater mental clarity. We have that ability to move forward with decisions rather than getting stuck in the loops. And what I love about it is, I'm not just talking shit, you guys. There is some backed up science here, okay? Psilocybin, if you do your research, okay, it promotes neuroplasticity. And this is your brain's ability to form new connections. So the default mode network is a pattern already ingrained in your brain. That's how you can do shit like drive home and not know how you got there. Or, I mean, 90% of my life is probably functioning on default mode network. But it forms new connections. So it's like a reset. You're resetting all of those rigid thought patterns, and you're helping yourself move beyond that habitual negative way of thinking. It brings in that perspective of, like, you could have a thought and you don't become the thought, right? And we have, like, billions and billions of thoughts during the day, and we don't even know it. And a lot of these thoughts are influenced by things we've put in our life. So if we're not choosing, you know, to be around positive people, if we haven't healed our childhood trauma, if we've not, you know, brought in that just any sort of positivity or hope, our default mode network is poisoned. And this is the reset. So we get rid of the negative way of thinking, and your mind is in a flexible state here. So this is how I have found the power to break free from that cycle of rumination. And that's how I could take the action without being bogged down by mental barriers. The emotional processing alone, is huge, because all of a sudden you have this deep sense of emotional clarity. And I'm talking microdose, you guys, like 0.4 milligrams in a little capsule. That's what I do, 4 days on, 3 days off. And I do that for a few months and then I take a break. It gives you the chance to process your emotions. And it allows you to confront your feelings, right? That fear, the guilt, or the anxiety that are preventing you from taking action, you can process them fully. Like you can see it and heal it and feel it. And then it's easy to release it. When you process them fully, it's less overwhelming, right? When you are packing in emotion, when you are just stacking shit on, when not only are we stacking shit on, but we're asking ourselves all the time, like, why am I not doing this? Like, and then you're beating yourself up. So again, we're adding to that, the fucking heaviness of life. Like we're just stacking it on. When you can process this shit, it's less overwhelming and you can make those decisions and you can step forward into your goals. You're going to have that heightened sense of being in the present moment. And this is where we're all fucking up. Okay. Everybody's getting this wrong. You really have to learn to be in the present moment, to have that sense of joy and to have that sense of peace, to get rid of the depression, to, you know, ignore the ideology of anxiety. That's not going to define you anymore, right? Because you're not so worried about what's coming, what you can and can't control. It gives you that release of like, what is, and it's okay. And you start to be okay with that because you start to become okay with who you are. The more we struggle with what we can't control outside of ourselves is the less that we're really able to handle shit. Okay. So if you are struggling with, you know, this insane drive to just control everything around you, then I say, look inside yourself. That's it. You want to be in the present moment. And I think microdosing psilocybin brings me there every single time. It counteracts the overthinking. So you have this incredible chance to have a state of mindfulness, and it's going to encourage you to focus on immediate actions rather than getting caught up in the shoulds or coulds that contribute to rumination. Those coulds and shoulds are fucking drowning us. That's it. It's, you know, the key to the next step for you to actually take massive action. And you can spend years in therapy, and I promise talk therapy is not going to be the end all do all for you. It's just not. It's not for anyone. I've yet to meet anybody who was like, yeah, talk therapy was enough. It's just not enough. You want the science behind creating new connections in your brain. And I think that's why I'm always going to advocate for microdosing psilocybin. Always be an advocate for this, because I'm the living proof of that. So if you're struggling with taking action, if you're struggling with rumination, I want you to get into the research of microdosing psilocybin. Okay. Short, fast episode today, babies, because we are headed out the door, but we're here Microdose Monday. If you guys have any questions, you can always reach out to me. Make sure you're signed up at brandonlinette.com for emails and for my love notes. And then if you want to pick up my books, they're on Amazon. I've got all the links in the show notes of everything I love right now. So I will see you guys tomorrow.